In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we should have our class of harmonetics sing hymn 364. Please remain standing, and let's offer a prayer of understanding. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. You guide our NYTS day after day. We are able to come to your presence to praise you and to learn thy words. Lord, during these 2 weeks, after a few days of adjust ourselves to this environment, we started to feel how wonderful it is to live in your house. Like the psalmist says, to live one day in your tents is far better than 1,000 days in the Gentile world. Over here, we really feel like it is heaven came down on earth. So we are able to come here to behold your glory, to pray in your depth. We just feel so very joyful and very peaceful. We thank you to continue to move so many young brothers and sisters to love you, have a heart to serve you. May you remember their hearts. May you continue to guide the church in USA and in the whole world, so that your name can be glorified, your name can be lifted up, your name can be praised by even more and more people. We want to continue to learn how to give sermon. May you give us energy so that we can learn together, so that the church can be edified through our members' mouth. We pray in this way. May all the glory and praise and honor be unto your name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God, this is the last section of homiletics. And I also heard a lot of sermons spoken by the students. And many of them are very well organized and are very edified. And I really thank God for you. One day, if the local church council called you to preach on the podium, please do not feel reluctant to respond to the calling. Before I continue the class, I want to apologize for this morning. I do not know the rule has been changed. You are allowed to play basketball. In my old days, nobody's allowed to play basketball. I guess for some reason the rule has been changed. I'm not in the administration, so I did not know. I apologize that I yelled. That is me. When I don't like it, I yell. I apologize for it. So we talk about to organize your sermon notes. Can we switch the slides to my phone? We talk about you can preach based on Bible character, and you can preach this is our Bible character. I think some of you indeed are preached by Bible character. I think it's easiest way. To me, it's easiest. And we talk about you can look at miracles, an event from the Bible, and try to study the processes and find out the spiritual teachings, the cause and effect. I give you an example about this. This is recorded in John 21. The topic was come and eat breakfast. And we talk about first point is they are seeking for food. Peter immediately went into the boat, but whole night they caught nothing due to nobody support them financially. So even though they are very, they work very hard, they are very experienced, but it's not equal success. Therefore, we shall rely on God. Now, second point, Jesus, when they approach into the shore, Jesus says that, little children, have you any food? To me, this is a very tender calling, tender concerning, full of love. And then I highlighted several points that can, for mutual encouragement. The Lord really occurs in our difficulty times, even though we are not aware of it. Because the Bible says, before the day break, the Lord already stand at the shore with food in his hands, patiently waiting for Peter to come back. But at that time, Peter are not aware of it. A lot of time in our life, at our most difficult times, we cry out, Lord, where are you? Don't you promise me that just look at the birds in the skies or lily in the valley? If I worship you, you will take good care of me. But how come I try so hard, yet do not catch even one fish? But without Peter's awareness is that actually it was Peter left Jesus too far. As long as Peter returned, he can see Jesus waiting in the darkness, waiting for him to come back. So many times in our life it's like this. It is not God do not care about us. A lot of time it is we are too far away from our Lord Jesus. After you return back, you can hear the tender calling, children, have you any food? And then Jesus not only shows not only have lip services. Indeed, in his hand, he got fish and bread. Later scripture can show that he even cooked breakfast by his own, with his own fish and his own bread. So he showed that really Jesus showed concern about your daily life needs. Huh? And not only that, not only he provided not only lip service, not only provide with little food, he give you a way to catch 135 big fish. And even though there are a lot of fish, but the net was not broken. So the whole section, we actually, it's talk about the Lord's concerns. The whole section is talk about the Lord's love. He really concerned your daily needs. Then you can talk about some life application. I share about some ministers were very poor, but because they served the Lord, how their life has been taken care. For example, the books that written by Elder Xie, Qin Yan Jian Shen, I behold the Lord with my own eyes. There are many miracles concerning his daily needs and how God provided. And there are a lot of stories inside. You can search it and you can share with members. Usually we say 三段九条, three big chunks, and every chunk has 3 points. But again, it is not fixed. For example, in this case, more than 3 points. It's not fixed. And then last point is that come and eat. Finally, Jesus cooked the breakfast and warm food and gave it to them and invite them to come to eat. Now, when Jesus said come to eat, before Jesus said that, he said that, give me some. Give me some first. So before we enjoy the grace of God, make sure we also offer. Because 135 is God's blessing. You're supposed to have nothing. But once you have something, the Lord demanded that you give me some and give to him first. And after he take it, he did not bring it home. He continued to cook for you. Everything we enjoy in this church over here is free for you. You come and eat. Come here and eat in the dining hall. You come here and eat the spiritual food. But guess what? We can have this kind of feast. It is because a lot of members, they give to the church first. They over tithe. The council member do not take the money home. The council member or even the full-time worker, we are all here. We are share every resources together. So before we come to eat, we learn that we shall give to him. By giving to him, there are three major teachings. You acknowledge that everything is from God. Acknowledge God's sovereignty. Because without God's one word, you cannot catch 135. Then you do it with a willing heart. And then you give to him first. So this concludes this event. It brings out teachings and everybody can be edified. Now, I want you to pay attention to it again. If your topic is come to eat breakfast, and you have 3 points, right? You have to make sure every point has to do with eat. Because now you focus on eating, yeah? Right? So every point has to do with that breakfast. If any points that have to do with, for example, Peter going to, like, you focus on Peter sailing to boat, then, yes, but that is for looking for food, yeah? But if you focus on sailing or focus on sailing to the open deep sea to preach gospel, then it's totally deviated from the theme. Do you understand my point? So eventually you want to check. Every point is related to the theme, yeah? The same thing. Now, each point, for example, now looking for food. Now, first point is life is difficult. Same point is effort, experience not equal to success. And so acknowledge him. All these 3 points have to do with looking for food. Understand my point? So this is how you examine if your sermon is coherent. Your sermon is not deviated from what you are trying to say. Understand my point? Huh? This is how you examine it. This morning, I heard a very good sharing this morning. If you listen to them carefully, It's very, very standard 三段九条, very standard 3 points and nine. And they did not deviate from their theme. It's very well presented. And last point, all we have to do is life application. It's so wonderful presented. I thank God for that. Okay. Now we talk about use Bible character, use an event and a miracle. Like basically, that's a chunk, a paragraph from the passage. Sometimes another type of preaching is that you use a verse. A verse itself already provided with the structure. For example, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 5. It says that, Paul says that, 那美好的仗我已经打过了,当跑的路我已经跑尽了,所信的道我已经守住了,从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留. Now this verse talk about, I'm sorry, I recite in Chinese, so it's easier for me. You talk about, I have finished my race, I keep my faith. From now on, there are crown of righteousness waiting for me. This is exactly the verse says in English translation. I did not recite it right, I believe. But just by looking at that verse, your topic can say that, a crown waiting for me, or a crown of righteousness is waiting for me, not this topic. In the first point, why? Why the crown is waiting for me? Because you have fought a good fight. Because you have finished the race. Because you have kept the faith. So the verse itself really is a beautiful structure. Another one is Micah chapter 6, verse 8. 世人啊,神向你们所要的是什么呢? 就是要你们行公义,好怜悯,存谦卑的心,与神同行. So human being, what does God require of you? And then it is want you to have, to act justly, to love mercy, and humbly to walk with God. Again, this verse itself is a very beautiful sermon. So the topic could be, what does the Lord require of you? Then you have 3 points or four points. Some people combine the last points, humbly walk with God, or they separate into 4 points, be humble and then walk with God. Understand my point? Hello? So sometimes one verse, this way is, you know, if you use event, right? If you use a chant to preach, 这是一种归纳法. You summarize the whole story and bring out teachings, right? But use one verse. This is 演绎化. How do you say 归纳演绎? This is use one verse and expand it, find out all the truths related to it. Victoria, 归纳是什么意思? 演绎? Huh? Induction and deduction. Okay. One is, it was a chunk, and you conclude it is what? Deduction. Use one verse, and expand it is induction. Okay? This is a different way you can use when you preach for the Lord. And now, we already share three types of way to share a sermon, right? Fourth type is that I think I shared this first days. You have an issue with yourself. You want to find answer from the Bible. Because all the troubles on earth, the Bible always provides solutions. So, for example, I preached three topics before: to face loneliness, to face frustration, and to face stress, pressures, stress, pressures. Because I feel like I need those type of answers. And usually using this type is you try to find answer in your Bible, in your life, in your personal life, or in members' life. Usually they will not depart from 6W and 5W and 1H, right? Usually finally want to overcome it is how. The last point is how do I overcome loneliness? How do I overcome stress? How do I overcome frustration? That is always the last point. And first point, second point is usually, you know, maybe you want to use the Bible to find out what other things you can talk about. But eventually, You want to provide a solution for member and for yourself from the Bible to overcome it. Understand my point? So this type of sermon type is have a lot to do with word searching. For example, I might search the word frustration, and I might compile all the word from the Bible about frustration. Okay, so this type of sermon have to do with a lot of word study. For example, loneliness, I share not 3 points but 4 definition of loneliness. It's a lonely generation. What caused it? How to deal with it? I don't have time to go into detail. Frustration, I talk about what type of frustration we might have and why do people have frustration and how to deal with it. So usually you really have to do is W and H that you learn in school. Okay, I'm going to jump because time issue, right? So there are 4 ways we just mentioned about it. You can reference it. If you pray hard enough, the Lord can always give you a way to organize your sermon notes. So there are other things you might want to pay attention, right? Like I said, every points, you should make sure you do not deviate it from the topic. Either you have 3 points or 4 or 2, make sure it linked to your theme. You got an exam about it. Then all the sections need to have Bible support because we are preaching Bible. We are not, it is not any like type of other type of speech. So the other day we already mentioned that, you know, A and B is always Bible stuff. Only C is life application. So make sure you talk about Bible. Understand my point? In Truth Jesus Church, this is very important. All. Make sure it's Bible related. Okay? Flip Bible, explain Bible. Flip Bible, explain Bible. Then life application. Oh. Yeah. Try not to flip more than 9. Change to 11, huh? 11 Bible verses. 11 times, huh? Other verses can be read without flipping, huh? You know, this is something I did not touch upon. If you are really a very experienced speaker, you will pay attention to transition. What do you mean by transition? For example, come to eat breakfast. Now, first section is to look for food. Second section is children. Have you any food? From point one to point two, if you are a very experienced speaker, there is usually a very beautiful transition between one and two. It's not going to be very dry. I am not a good person to do transition. I don't know how to give you examples, but I know a very experienced speaker. They, for example, talk about, yeah, it is so difficult, right? So difficult. Your effort and your experience, really, without God's blessing, you cannot really get the food, right? Therefore, we shall trust everything. We shall pray. We shall entrust our difficulty to the Lord and waiting for God to bless us. And if you truly do that, for sure, God will answer your prayer because God is a really very awesome God who really cares for your daily needs. Then you come to the second section. There's a little words link between first one and second one. Do you hear what I say? That's make the whole speech a little bit more smooth. That is called transition. It's not easy for me sometimes, but you can do a better job. Okay, Jesus was really one of the best speakers. So how do we learn from Jesus to give a sermon. Huh? The following two slides is how I learned from Jesus how to give sermons. Jesus really, he used a lot of story. Jesus was a good storyteller, right? He talked about the story of lost sons. He talked about the story of lost sheep. There are 100 sheep, 99 was there. One is lost. A shepherd, you know, trying his very best to look for the sheep. When he found it, he carried it on his shoulder. He go home, happily invite everybody. Oh, this is all storytelling. There was a rich man in purple and with purple clothes, but there was a beggar, you know, coming every day, lying down over there, seeking the food, falling down from the table. And then one day they all died. This is all storytelling, right? So IE teacher, especially IE teacher, you should share more stories. People love to listen stories. So when it comes to life application, first one, for example, you have a point and you have three little points to support your point, right? That life application could be a story that occurs in your daily life, or could be a little story that you encounter in your or in among your environment. Those stories really can make people related to the ancient teachings 2,000 years ago. So Jesus really tell a lot of stories. And Jesus used life examples, right? One day, disciples arguing who was greatest. And there's a kids over there. He just bring the kids over. This type of people is the greatest in heavenly kingdom, right? One day, people are asking, shall we pay tax? Jesus said, give me a coin, right? And with the coin, it shows that what image is this, right? Caesar's image. And Jesus said, the Caesar's belong to Caesar's, and that God's good belong to God. Using whatever occurs over there, and he give teachings concerning what people can see, can observe over there. Sometimes the church, if you go to IE class, will hand some Bible verses, or you can use that to share. Look, when you go to that room, you see this. This is something people can see. What is a good example you can say? Huh? The other day, Pastor Woody was talking about what? Talking about woman like white guy, right? And then you look at Joseph. This is very wonderful techniques, right? I mean, Joseph was... Anyway, this is using that life example. He's over there, and this can call attention to what he's trying to say. Whatever is presented over there. Sometimes we need donations because church needs to build chapels. And in my generation, some little kids will kill their little piggy, because in my generation, people has a piggy. Not piggy is a toy, huh? A piggy bank, yeah. And they put a lot of coins in that piggy bank, and when it comes to donation, they will offer the pig to the church. And then the minister or the council member will introduce that little boy to the front. We shall learn from this little boy. That type of stuff, they are there. And of course, we don't want to elevate people and stuff, but sometimes it is helpful in your sermon giving. And Jesus, you things that we can see in your daily life. I think I share this first day, day one, right? The light, the salt, the flower, the fish. So you got to be a nature lover, really. You got to be very observant. You know, you have 130 people come to this NYTS. Somebody go home with stories. somebody go home with no stories. And why come somebody go home with stories that touch people? Because they observe their peers, how they pray and how hard they pray. And they talk to people about their life. So do you notice that every lunch hour, maybe you do not aware of it, there's always little kids praying as long as you are, kneeling down over there, right? Now, this is very touching if you really think about this, right? If you are aware of this, maybe the kids was what, 8 years old, 7 years old, right? Kneeling down over there as long as you are. This is really amazing. You look at them, you just feel, wow, what kind of education the family has. And again, it's a story, and your eyes are there, or your eyes may not be there. So really, to be a good sermon speaker, you got to use your eyes and your brain good. In everything, you can learn, really. You can learn a lot of stuff. Do you notice that there are interpreters into Chinese, every section, almost every section? Are you aware of there are people going at that corner and interpret for members? Are you aware of this? And what can you learn from this? My point is that you observe. Natures and whatever surrounding in you, they could be all serve as material of your sermon. You can be touched by something. For example, now people can travel far away to come here, to be with us, to learn with us. You know, they come from maybe, I don't know, Taiwan. I guess some people travel from Taiwan, right? Yeah, overseas, yeah? And they have the hearts to be with us, to worship God. And we have members willing to translate for such a long sections, right? Again, you observe, you can always, especially nature. Did I tell you I learned a lot from my chicken? Well, I don't have chicken anymore. I can have some chicken. Those days I have chicken, I always learn something and put it in my sermon, you know? I just feel like they are so interesting. You know, when you spray food to chickens, right? Really, they never look at you. They just, right? And if you look at them, many people are like this. All the people attractive to material world, they don't look up. They just look at the food they are picking at. That's why Jesus always say, you know, should be your eagle. We should be like eagle, not chicken. Right? I mean, eagle. Yeah, the Bible always say that. So you observe the nature. So don't surf internet all the time. You are young. You should enjoy your life. You know, read something. Some dogs, maybe. Pets. Parakeet is only $19. Really? Only $19? You can have parakeet sing to you. And your iPhone is what? $500. You can buy 5 parakeet. Oh, no. 50 parakeet. And you know what? You want to have parakeet, give birth to parakeet? You need more than 5 parakeet, I think. Oh. And you see little parakeet got born? Wow, it's amazing to see. They hatch the eggs, you know? I'm telling you, you miss a lot of nature stuff. Nowadays, kids, they only play internet. You miss a lot of good stuff. Okay, and Jesus used a lot of so-called similes and metaphors. Similes, like, if you read the Bible, how can the sermon be vivid, be like a picture? Chinese people, there's a Chinese poet, Wang Wei. Now, people commended his poem, saying that, 诗中有画, 画中有诗, right? There was a picture in his poem, and there was poem in his picture. You're tired, yeah? After you sing him. Everybody is very... You seem good to him. Thank God. Enjoy hear hymns from you. I think you're a little bit tired. Whole day schedule. Can we all stand up, please? 还有几分钟就下课了，对不对？ 15 minutes, you can have a break. Okay. I want you to pay attention to this. You really want to be a good sermon speaker? Every time you check, do you have simile or metaphor? Jesus speak a lot of simile and metaphor. Metaphor. I am the light of the world. I am. What? I am the light of the world. He's not, of course Jesus is a human, but he said, I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am. This is all metaphor, right? In the poem, it's the same. When I go to school, I remember I take English 101 or something. It says that my love is a red, red rose. Do you memorize that one? No, you go to English 101, they teach you this. My love is a red, red rose. No? Not anymore. I thought everybody got to remember these psalms. My love is a red, red rose. What is this? Metaphor or simile? Huh? Metaphor. It's a red, red rose, of course. It's not metaphor. It's a metaphor. Right? It's beautiful, isn't it? What do you think? Your love is a red, red rose. It's beautiful, isn't it? I love it. I love this psalm, this poem. It's, to me, I just, wow, when I read it, I love it, right? Because it is, you paint a very beautiful photos. Now, the best speech that I see, is from a counselor. And you read it, it's full of simile and metaphor. It is from a counselor to Absalom. And this is very powerful speech. Why it is powerful? Because it's full of metaphor or simile. Let's turn to, please sit down. Let's turn to 2 Samuel. Chapter 17, verse 8. Victoria, please read. Not in that India. Continue.
9. Surely by now he is hidden in some pit or in some other place, and it will be, when some of them are overthrown at the first, that whoever hears it will say, there is slaughter among the people who
10.
Follow Absalom. 10. And even he who is valiant, whose heart is like the heart of a lion, will melt completely. For all Israel knows that your father is a mighty man, and those who are with him are valiant men.
11.
So we will come upon him in some place where he may be found, and we will fall on him as the dew falls on the ground, and of him and all the men who are with him.
This is amazing speech. This is, if you analysis it, it's full of metaphor, simony. Now, your father ran away, right? But all his people is like what? Like bear lost their cubs. 母熊丢掉崽子。They are very ferocious. They are very, very skeptical. They are very, what, scary, right? Like a bear lost their cubs, right? Now, if you go there, right? Even though some people might, 虽然有人胆大如狮, their guts, like a lion's guts, right? Again, this is simile and metaphor. And then, but what? But, you know, they will be muted. So my idea is that we shall all go together. Oh, do not pursue after David right now. We shall go all together like a dew falling on the ground. Wow, can you imagine that? Do you see how powerful is metaphor and simile? Very powerful in their speech. Oh. And then, what did he say? Verse 13, you did not read, huh? We will pour them into the river. Even little stone will not be left. If even a little stone. So you can see the speech full of pictures. Full of pictures. Very, very powerful. That's what we should learn from Jesus. Learn from the Bible. Jesus mentioned about many, many, many times using this, yeah? How many times Jesus said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I like a hen gather the chicks under, gather you like a hen gather a chick under my wing, but you just do not want, right? Again, it's a metaphor, a simile. Understand my point? So when you try to examine your sermon, right, you think about, do you use any of Jesus' techniques? It will make your speech more alive. People can see pictures on your sermon. And then use a pattern or repetition. This is a very powerful also. If you listen to Pastor Chen is expert in this. When he pray in understanding, he use repetition. Pastor, I don't know if you are aware of this. He's expert in there. He said, Lord, I thank you because blah, blah, blah. Lord, I thank you because blah, blah, blah. Lord, I thank you because blah, blah, blah. It's very easy to understand and it's very pleasant to the ears, right? This is, Jesus used this word too. Blessed are those who are blah, blah, blah. Blessed are those who are blah, blah, blah. How many blessed? Blessed are those who are blah, blah. This is all repetitive. It is so easy for the audience to, because they can anticipate next sentence is the same pattern, and they just need to pay attention to the different keys, right? Jesus said, woe to you, Pharisees, because blah, blah, blah. Woe to you, Pharisees. If you read the Bible, you see the pattern? Woe to you, Pharisees, because blah, blah, blah. Woe to you, Pharisees. How many times? Maybe 7, 8 times. Woe to you, Pharisees. Blah, 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 yes. So it is also very wonderful techniques that Jesus used. We can learn from metaphor and pattern or repetition. And Jesus used the social event, the events that happened in a society to explain the truth. I think I shared this with you already. I mean, Siloa Tower falling down. Somebody was killed when they are doing offering, when they are offering. And then they are asking Jesus. And Jesus used this event to talk about, is there sin more than, do you think those people sin more than you? If you do not repent, you will be more severe than them, right? Even worse than them. So, for example, after September 11, right? This is a very big social event. And then, you can use it in your sermon too, after September 11. Are there sins greater than you? Maybe not. A lot of time we say, oh, because people sin, therefore, possible, but the most important is you. Do not examine other people's, but to examine ourselves. This is something we learned. And Jesus also used a comparison. This is also very powerful techniques that I learn. Usually, I do not learn everything, but I just discovered comparison. Jewish was very, very different. He says that 蒙从你们就滤出来，骆驼你们就吞下去. I'll talk about a scriptural explaining or life event explaining. A lot of time you ignore the most important thing, but you pick out those minute, very little, mighty, tiny things, right? That's why Jesus said, little tiny box, you pick it out, but a whole camel, you swallow in. This is comparison, a very powerful comparison. And people can see the photo again, right? Big gate and small gate. Big road, small road. This is all comparison. The 宽门大路引向灭亡. 窄门小路引向永生. Big road and big gate lead you to destruction. Small road, small gate lead you for eternity. Again, this is comparison. Are you able to use it in your sermon? This is Now, this is something that we can learn from Jesus. Oh. Jesus also used slang. You know, when you speak sermon, right, you don't need to speak very flowery and 花俏的字, flowery vocabulary. Is that the right way to do it? You don't need to be a very elegant speaker. Can you give me an example? What is an elegant speaker? Who is a very elegant speaker? Who is a very... Now, when I say elegant, it's very refined word. The word has been refined. Obama. Obama do that. Oh, he is very good. I can... Man, he is good. He simply is good. This guy, when I listen to him, this guy can be elected because he is a very good speaker. Powerful. And he's a very refined speaker. I don't know because I don't English. 他的字用得很花俏吗? 会吗? 我说是花俏. How do you say 花俏 in English? Huh? Purple prose. You know, Jesus, when Jesus speak, right? Sometimes Jesus speak, Paul even speak very down to earth. Oh, for example, I'm sorry to say this, but this is what Paul says, right? Those people who proclaim circumcision, they should even cut themselves. 很粗, right? Because cut themselves means really cut themselves. This is very true, right? Very true. Very what? Rude, right? So, but you know, sometimes we speak stuff, we can be a little bit down to it. Slang, that's why Jesus also used slang too, right? What did Jesus say? Jesus says that the stand is that it came or go through the eyes of needle. Actually, it was a stand in that generation. People are easy to catch with it. No? People are easy to understand. Even though simple, yet powerful. Use hypothetical questions. Also very powerful. When you go out to see John the Baptist, what do you see? Do you want to see the wind blow the wheat? What do you really want to see? This is what Jesus questions when he speaks, right? Let's read that. Where is it? Can you find it for me? This is actually a question, but without, you don't need answer them, but it is a question. In a sermon, when people are sleeping, give them a question, then they will wake up. Or maybe just ask them to stand up. Huh? Matthew 11:7. Now, Gabriel, please read out loud. Matthew 11:7.
Please read out loud. As they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? Or what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses."
What, when you go out to the desert, what do you want to see? The wind blow the weeds? Huh? What do you really want to go out to see? A person well linen? This is all like hypothetical questions. It's very powerful way to express an idea. So all this are used by, and some conversation too. Use the conversation in the story. Victoria just gave a sermon in the other room, and I realized he used conversation and make it the speech very powerful. He using the conversation between the Father and the Lord's Son. Is it? Maybe you are not aware of it. Anyway, it's a little bit like conversation. You involve with a little bit two characters conversation. That was also very powerful. Now let's turn to this example. What do you mean by conversation? Matthew 22:12. Jesus was talking about a story. Then he used. Please read.
22:12. So he said to him, "Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment?" And he was speechless.
Okay. So over here, there is a conversation between the master and a guest. Oh, and friend, why don't you? This is conversation that Jesus used. So again, when we give in a sermon, make sure even the kids in the audience are able to understand the content of the sermon. I ran out of time, so I will stop here. The rest of it is in your notes. Hopefully, especially the final two, the last two slides, it provided some very important message concerning when you are presenting what you should be aware of, or when you try to examine your sermon notes, what you should be aware of. I think it's very self-explanatory. So please take a look, even though we do not finish it. Whenever if you truly want to be a good sermon speaker, you pray about it. You determine you want to serve the Lord with all your life. You learn this with the rest of your life. You always try to learn how Jesus do it. I bet you can edify many, many brothers and sisters. God will use you mightily. Let's pray in silence. Amen.